Gay people live in Israel
tomorrow?
No,
or
it's Israel.
The Brooklyn live in the world.
Brooklyn
live in
Israel.
It says on Mars.
Let's go to Rome.
Yeah,
would they allow it in the Vatican? Who cares?
In the mayor.
Well, if they won't allow it, they won't allow
it. Wouldn't allow it in any country. Only in America they would have it. In France, in America, in England. They wouldn't let them in Russia. בעזרת השם מוסתר ספר החינוך הפון הספק בצ'סנב מיסטר גוס. This is introduction, a short introduction. You do know that we have 248 mitzvot aseh to do and 365 not to do. The Gemara tells us the 248, that our Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us 248 is because we have 248 tithes in our body. It's called 248 evarim. If you take apart the body of a person and you start counting the parts, it's 248. And Ari has in his book, and he said you have to understand that that's what the Gemara means. That every mitzvah that you do and you fulfill and you learn, you heal that part of the body. So the permission will start tonight, the first mitzvah that you can find in Sefer Bereshit, in Parashat Bereshit. And the first mitzvah is called Mitzvah Triyah V'Riviyah. It's a special mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to multiply and to bring a lot of entities. They should spread and should be a lot of them all over the world. Very strange mitzvah, if we may say before we start the mitzvah, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me that I should produce. It says, why should I produce? If you want, you should produce. What is the mitzvah that I should produce? This is Sefer HaChinuch. Again, we don't know who wrote Sefer HaChinuch. People used to think it's one of the Chachamim, his name was Rabbi Aaron Halevi. But then they changed their mind. All the new investigations and all the theories that all those big giants started to compare certain things. Ideas of Sefer HaChinuch compared to the ideas of Beth Chacham, as was called Rabbi Aaron HaKohen, they found out that definitely he is not the author, and no one knows who is the author. This is one of the few books that they can't figure out who is the author. They don't know why, there's no name of the author, they couldn't find in any old antique libraries all over. The name, there is no idea, nobody knows.
We don't know when it was
wrong. Nobody knows.
Is it definitely more recent than the Rambam?
I'm sorry?
Is it definitely more recent than the Rambam?
Yeah, he brings the Rambam, yeah. He brings the Rambam. After the Rambam, 100 years, 200, we don't know. He brings the Rambam and the Ramban. Now, so Ramban lived about 725 years ago. So it means he lived about 700 years ago from now. About. Who is the man? Nobody knows. He used to, when I was young, they used to say the one that wrote it, his name was Rabbi Aaron. Lately they started to investigate, to compare this book, because we have internet, because we have computers, so they started all this with all these books all around to compare his ideas and his theories, and they saw that a lot of times it says just the opposite, but that person, his name is Rabbi Aaron HaKohen, he said certain things, and we have books from him, and said, no, he says just the opposite, can be. Who is the guy? Nobody knows. Nevertheless, this book was accepted by Am Yisrael, even though that some people have some kind of doubt, how can you learn something that you don't know who wrote it? What do you mean, you wrote it, so you go to a bookstore, and there's a book over there, and this is one of the Rishonim. It's not just, you know, and you go and you say, listen, this is, how do you know it's true? Who knows who wrote it? Nevertheless, the book was accepted. And he wrote a book about the mitzvot, mitzvah number one, and he goes by the parashiyot. So mitzvah number one is Triyah V'Riviyah, it's based on the pasuk in Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, Hashem told Adam HaRishon. It's an obligation that Hashem wants us to have children. Again, the question is, if Hashem was children, he could have made right away children. Why do I need to produce children? For what I need to do it? Bereshit Sefer HaChinuch Yesh Mitzvah Taseh Achad is only one mitzvah in Parashat Bereshit. In the whole book it's only a few mitzvot. Most of the mitzvot start, almost everything starts Sefer Shmot. So Sefer HaChinuch Bereshit, you should know there's only one mitzvah Taseh Achad. One mitzvah Taseh means one mitzvah to do. One of the 248 mitzvot, V mitzvah to Rav Leviyah, should multiply and should bring children to this world, שנאמר ויברך אותם אלוקים ויום עליהם אלוקים פרו. It's so important that mitzvah, the Gemara tells us in the statement, that don't expect Mashiach to come unless all the souls, all the neshamot will come down. There's a place upstairs that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps the souls, and all the souls must come down before Mashiach will come. So don't underestimate, say, no, I get married, I don't get married, it doesn't matter. I have children, I don't have children, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Because if somebody is going to prevent from getting married, or prevent from having children, you might delay and postpone what we call the redemption that we're waiting. That's how important it is for us to have children. Again, the same question, if Hashem wants to bring it, let him bring it. Let Hashem bring it down. משורשי המצווה הזו, usually the Sefer HaChinuch, he says what are the roots and what are the laws of that mitzvah. So there he starts with משורשי מצווה הזו, the roots of this mitzvah היא כדי שיהיה העולם מיושב. And the so-called simple explanation is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to have people all around, should not have deserts. Why? Why Hashem wants it? Doesn't matter. Nice your forest, desert. He says no. Hashem wants this world to have people around. Hashem Baruch Hu chafet v'yishuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's his desire, this earth should be built. Not only should be built, should be so-called settled by people. People should live all around. כי דכתיב לי, זה פסוק עם ספר ישעיהו, לא טוב רע. הקדוש ברוך הוא did not create this planet, this earth, in order to be deserted, לשבת יצרה. Hashem made this world in order for this world to people to dwell. It's called לשבת. לשבת doesn't mean to sit, לשבת means to dwell as well. It says לשבת יצרה means to dwell. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshayahu Navi says, wants this earth to be dwelled by people. Hi mitzvah gdola, it's a very big mitzvah, שבסיבתה, because of this mitzvah, מתקיימות כל המצוות שבעולם. All the mitzvot that Hashem is going to give us, that we're going to learn, were given because of that mitzvah, of course. Because otherwise, כי לבני האדם ניתנו ולא למלכי השרת. So we all do know that this the mitzvot were given to people, to human beings, and not to angels. So therefore, you have to have people. Again, it was in the end for me, why do I have to do it? If Hashem wants people to do the mitzvot, Hashem would have created the people. And then, Hashem would give them the mitzvot. Instead, he says, no, Hashem wants to have people, and it's so important, because via the people you keep the mitzvot. So that mitzvah again, this is again the first mitzvah, and he claims, he says, that this mitzvah is very important. Mitzvah gdola. Not every time when you read the book, it says the mitzvah gdola, it means a big mitzvah. What's so great about this mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to cause that people will keep the mitzvah. Dinei HaMitzvah, he's not going to bring it, he's going to tell us something, a general thing where to look to find. He decides not to tell us the details. Matai chayav adam osok ba, when a person is going to be obligated to be busy with that mitzvah, it means to get married. Lechama banim yeh lo vitpateh, how many children you need to have. ומאיזה מצוות הוא פטור בעסקו בזו, what things you don't have to do when you're busy getting married, ויתר פרטיה, all the other details מבוארים במסכת יבמות, בפרק ו' ברכות, It says in Gemara Masechet Yevamot, Gemara Masechet Brachot, you'll find the details. He doesn't tell you the details. We'll get it in a minute. When I get b'chol makom b'chol zman, certain mitzvot, of course, the place that you obligated to do them, some of them are in Eretz Yisrael, no, this mitzvah to get married is nothing to do with where you're staying, where you're dwelling, where you live. B'chol makom b'chol zman, any time. It means it's not certain times that during the year that you say that mitzvah does not apply. That is a general mitzvah that always you're obligated to get married, to have children, any place in the world. V'chayav adam mishtadel ba. Mishur ha'ula, a person when he gets older is obligated to go and to try to fulfill that mitzvah. It means you have to look for a shidduch, you have to look for a girl, you have to get married to have children.
Is that why there are Jews and non-Jews?
Well, this mitzvah was given to Adam HaRishon. Sounds like that it was given to Adam and to everybody in the world. At the end, says the Rambam in his commentary, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats the mitzvot and told Moshe to write it in the Torah, the ones that we obligated. The goyim are not obligated for that mitzvah. Mitzvah zo ina mutaret al anashim. Ladies are not obligated. La mevatla, if somebody decided he doesn't want to get married to have children, bitel ase, he is going just to cancel a mitzvah. Vonsho gadol meod, is get big punishment. Shemare, he shows beatzmo. He shows with himself sheino rotze lashlim chefet Hashem. He does not want to fulfill what Hashem wants. Liyashev olamo. That's not true. Excuse me. Please forgive me. And I says, you claim that I don't want to get married because I'm against God. It's not true. I'm not against God. Children is very hard to raise. And besides, I don't know if I can afford it. And I have other reasons. I had like a bad childhood. My siblings are fighting with me. I don't know if I have the patience for that. I can have a list of excuses. Nevertheless, he says, if you don't, that you get a very big punishment. You show that you don't want to fulfill Hashem's desire. And Hashem's desire is to bring people all around the world. And again, the question is, if Hashem wants it, let Hashem do it. Me, by not doing it, doesn't show anything. It's too hard for me. It's too hard for me to have children. I don't want to bring children to this world that I will not be able to educate them and put them on the right path. If I have 25 children and I'm going to have to give my time to all of them, some of them will fall, some of them will not be happy, some of them will be upset that I don't give them enough attention. I decided, you know, I need a whole headache. Forget about it. I'm not having children. He says, no, that's a very, very big thing. Some of the laws that we have in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the time over here of that mitzvah is different than all the other mitzvot. You know, in Shulchan Aruch we have a mitzvah, everybody knows your time to do mitzvah is when you're 13. 13 you are obligated to put tefillin, 13 you're obligated to listen to shofar, all the mitzvot in Shulchan Aruch, all of them. Without any exception, all of them is 13. Bar mitzvah. You know, bar mitzvah, mazal tov. What mazal tov? Tonight, you're obligated to all the mitzvahs. Shema Israel, you put tzitzit, everything you obligated age 13.
What about the
Doesn't matter. 13. They have to learn how to do it. It's because they have to learn how to do it. As far as this mitzvah, that mitzvah says the Rambam to Shulchan Aruch 18, not 13. The Gemara says 17. My grandfather got married; he was 14. But forget about my grandfather right now. In Yerushalayim, not in Yerushalayim, in Europe, not only in Europe, before is to get married at 13. But then again, in Shulchan Aruch, you see, the halacha is 18, not before 18. In some books it says 13, you do a sin if you get married at 13. And the question is, why this mitzvah is different? 18, why 18? By the way, in the time of Gemara, they used to get married at the age of 7. Haran, Avram's brother, had Sarah when he was 7. Bathsheba, David's wife, were born to her father when he was 8. His father had him when he was 8. Same time. The Gemara says the age of 7, 8, they gave birth. Same time. Right.
Just
at the 6
years old.
Yeah. Time of Gemara and time of the Tanakh, 8, 7, 8, 9. In Europe, 13 was the Rabbi Kregel, age 13. A lot of chief, big rabbis got married age 13, 14. Big ones. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says 18. Rambam says 17, 18. The Gemara brings
the Rav Chisda. The man or the woman?
It's not about the man, because the ladies are not obligated to that mitzvah.
So it's worse enough. I mean, the
lady can be 30 years older than the man, doesn't matter. The question is, how old the man? The only person that is obligated for this mitzvah is the man. If you let me just ask you, why? Why not ladies? Why? So the man has to have children with the lady. He says, you're not obligated, I'm obligated. He says, why in his mind she's not obligated? Why? Hashem decides she's not obligated. Says the Gemara, we learn from the Pasuk, Mechevshua, it says a man usually is the one that goes to war and capture. Therefore, Hashem decided men are obligated to that mitzvah, ladies are not obligated. Because he says, what's behind it? Why ladies are not obligated? If I have to have children, I have to have a wife. Otherwise, my wife doesn't, there's not something, she won't come. How can you do such a thing? I said, it needs a partner to have children. I said, my partner is not obligated. He's obligated, she won't come. It's a special mitzvah again, that you need a partner. There's no other mitzvah, you need a partner. And you need a partner, he said, my partner is not obligated. So if he's not obligated, he's not going to come. So how can you make me obligated, if my partner is not obligated? She won't show up. You go to the chuppah, it's going to be the chuppah, and the lady is not going to come. I said, well, it's a mitzvah. I said, it's a mitzvah for him, not for me. He ain't, she ain't coming. Also, that mitzvah is also chachamim as a machloket gemara. But the halacha is you have to have a boy and a girl. Boy and girl. If you don't have boy and girl, you can have 10 boys. The mitzvah was not fulfilled. So what can I do? Every time my wife gives birth to a boy, what should I do? And if I told you, I told you. I said the guy that his wife gave him seven daughters. Say the true story. The seven daughters. So his wife, next time you must bring your boy home. And then your boy home says, just forget about it. If you give your boy home, forget about it. So the wife privates him, so because Hashem will pray, boy. Comes to the hospital. So the doctor comes out from the delivery room, he says, Mr. Cohen? He says, yeah, Mr. Cohen, you had a girl. He says, what? I had a girl? Impossible. I told my wife I'm going to take her home, start to scream. He says, forget about it, I'm leaving my wife here, the doctor didn't know what to do. He says, it's a true story. The doctor goes and says, no story. True story. It's not a joke. The doctor goes back in the living room to talk to the lady. He says, no. He says, lady, your husband screams outside. He says, you have 7 children. He says, 7 girls. He says, I have no 7 girls. What are you talking about? We have 7 girls. I have 7 girls. It's my first daughter. He says, the next door to her was another lady, Mrs. Cohen. And she had a boy. A true story. The doctor goes outside. He says, Mr. Cohen, I'm sorry. You had a boy. So Mr. Cohen said, I know it. In Israel, you have to scream to get anything. True story. אה?
תן לי,
אה, תן לי, קרו, סליחה, כן, סליחה. אוי, תודה, אדוני, אלוהים, אם אנחנו נמשיך, הכל נהיה לזור. But you have to have a boy and a girl. It's also very strange. My boy and a girl. Hashem wants me to have children because Hashem wants people over the world. Okay, so I have 7 boys. She'll have, next to them, he will have 7 girls. What's the problem? Who said I have to have a boy and a girl?
2
boys
and a girl or 1
boy? 1 boy and a girl. That's the halacha.
Can you stop after that?
The Gemara says you should never stop. The Gemara says you never know what might happen. Yeah. And again, according to that mitzvah over here, you need a good reason to stop. Well, in Nancy you have families that have 17 children, 18 children. In Nancy, in the same way.
Yeah. You mentioned if you're trying to bring the neshamah,
right.
And you don't know, you know... You
right, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you never know which child is going to be good, which child is not going to be good. So don't stop bringing children because the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Megillat Kohelet, La'erev al-Tanach Yadecha, it says always you should try to have more and more children because you never know which child the Gemara says is going to be the good child. You never know. But in our time, it's, you know, you have schools, you have this, it's easier to control. In those days, you didn't know what to do with them. Now, the father used to go to work, used to come home sometimes. At the end of the winter, he used to work in the fields.
I'm sorry? Mother, 18 kids.
Agnetha,
she died sometimes, 18 kids. She was
standing
next to the
girl.
Boys.
So it needs to be explained that that's what you have to have. You must have a boy and a girl to fulfill. Otherwise you didn't fulfill it. Okay, well, how about what you want for me? And I try my best. There's no such thing, any other mitzvah, that you know I try and you know, you bought yourself a lulav, you bought yourself an etrog, you have a tefillin. I did, I got married, no Hashem, but my wife only brings boys. What should I do? Didn't do the mitzvah.
So each boy and girl have to have a boy and girl for your
family? Right. And it goes. It's the machloket about it. It goes, it has to continue also. Let's say you have a boy and a girl, and they decided they don't want to get married. So you didn't do the mitzvah. Must, at least third generation must have children. Otherwise, boy and a girl. Yeah, but there's a question. It's a question if each one has to have a boy and a girl, maybe one of them a boy, one of them a girl, it's also good maybe. That's a little bit strange, a very strange mitzvah.
If they have only girls, they have to try again?
They have to try, I don't know. It says that you don't fulfill the mitzvah. What can you live here with many girls? What can you have many boys? What are you going to do? What can you do? A lady can have 15 children, 15 boys. What do you want from them? How can it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand something that's not in my hand? I can first go buy a lulav, I go up the tree, I get a lulav. There's nothing, it's for Esther and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boy and a girl. It has nothing to do with me, whatever Hashem decides. So he decided I should have 10 boys, so already I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. The most strange thing is that's halacha in the Rambam, and it's halacha, as the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, his name was Ben Azai. One of the people, the Chal Marbash Nirsula Pardes, one of the big Chachamim that we ever had, was according to some Chachamim, was Rabbi Akiva son-in-law, and said, Nafshi Chashka Batorah. I said, forget about it. I have no time. My wife needs the shopping, she needs a car, the credit card, this, that, and then the children, headache. I said, I have no time to learn. You don't have to get married. Forget about it. Where is such a thing? You want to learn Torah, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do this. It's a mitzvah. Hashem wants you to have children. He says, no, I love Torah. Nafshi chashka b'Torah, one of the Tanaim, one of the biggest that we ever had. I said, I cannot have this mitzvah to be bothered. Family, go bar mitzvah, wedding, this, Pidyon Laben, Shob Sharon, this, forget about it. I stay in Yeshiva. He says, okay, that's okay. What's the reason? Okay, this is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It's a special halacha here, in this mitzvah, special halacha, that you don't have to get married to have children, if you decided you stay and learn Torah. And you think, honestly, it's true, that you think, you know, this is going to bother me, and I will not be able to concentrate, it's going to be too much headache, or not.
Forget it.
Cancel it completely.
Typically.
He's never going to get married. The mother never got married. I mean, they say he got married, he got divorced immediately, but never stayed married, never had children. And it's halacha, it's okay. I mean, it's okay, how can it be okay?
Did that, is the mitzvah
that the nation
should have to do that?
Listen, not the mitzvah, we'll get to it maybe later, according to the Rambam. But right now, we're talking about just to have children, not to get married is the mitzvah. There's also a mitzvah that's in the Rambam. Instead of a mitzvah, the mitzvah is to get married, and not necessary to have children. I mean, here just relearning the mitzvah of having children.
Two out of two you're not adding. You're still adding, right? You're not adding. Right. So, but you can just have a boy and girl on your farm. Right, right. But the question is how long are you going to live, right? You're talking about it, two is going to come, and the other two will die. But it's not that it is. It can get married early, and they live long life. So you don't mention the minimum. And it can, you know, it can be 100 also. You don't know how long you live.
Right, but there's another reason, right? No, because he's... Right, 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 right. We'll get to it in a minute, yeah. But again, I think the main question is... What does Hashem want for me to do a job that he can do it himself if he wants, if it's important, and he threw this job on me, and he wants me that I should have children in order to fulfill or to fill up the world with people. What does he need it for? And what does he care if the world is deserted? It's opposite, you know. I live with my wife, forget about it. I don't have to worry about all this. You know, the whole world has to be full of people, no deserts, no forests, who cares about it? It's a machloket among the chachamim, among the rishonim. If the lady has any kind of mitzvah to have children, that's what a few places in the Gemara, and other rishonim said, well, this pasuk would, Sefer HaChinuch brings the Torah bra l'shevet yitzara. But Yishayahu Nabi says, Hashem never created this world to stay deserted. Hashem wants people to live, even though it doesn't say over here anything, must be for ladies as well. So-called the ladies have some kind of an obligation. It's not a mitzvah to say, it's not one of the 248. What Hashem says, but at least the Navi hints to us, is a desire by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that earth should be filled with people, and ladies are obligated in that thing. But again, this is opinion of part of the Chachamim. Some Chachamim disagree with that. They say no such thing. If it says in the Torah, it's in the Torah. The Gemara says ladies are not obligated. You can bring a sentence from the Navi Yishayahu and say, well, the Navi Yishayahu said, okay, it's okay, ladies also. It's not true. Hashem excluded ladies from that mitzvah. Again, ladies usually, ladies are excluded for mitzvah for a reason. Obviously, there's no reason. There's no reason. Why should she be excluded? Since she, especially she's a partner to her husband to bring the children. They say, she's excluded. Why she's excluded? There's no reason to be excluded. Again, the Gemara says, Hashem wrote it in the Torah. It's a sentence in the Torah. The Gemara learns from a sentence in the Torah. Ladies are not obligated.
It's plural.
I'm sorry?
It's a mitzvah that's given to Adam and Chava in plural.
Right.
So it's given, Hashem gives it to two people, and one of them is a man and one of them is a woman.
Right.
But he said that it's only a mitzvah for men.
Right.
Even though Hashem gave it, he gave it to both.
It's true and it's not true. And this is really the secret over here. But if you remember, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one entity. Adam had two faces. And Hashem made one entity. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an operation on Adam HaRishon and brought Chava, the lady. That operation, the way it says in the Torah, took place after what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon multiplied. Even though... Right. That's a very good question. I don't know if you know or not, but today chickens give egg without a rooster. Right. And this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us. Adam HaRishon, on his first creation, says the Gemara was a man and a lady together. Had two faces. Had the ability, so-called, to produce. Like chicken can produce an egg without a rooster. Right. Adam HaRishon had the system to produce by himself until he wanted a lady. But he contained physically, not spiritually, physically all the part of men and ladies inside him. That's called in the Gemara androgynous. There is a thing, there's an entity like this that was, I don't know if today in our time you have it, but you have it in our time also?
Animals.
Animals that are both. Yeah. But in about 150 years ago in Europe, they still had those kind of, let's say, entities that the person was born and he had both sex inside the system. Was a man and lady. It's called in the Gemara androgynous. There's a machloket in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, what this entity is. It's called a mixed. For certain halacha, the Gemara is asked, well, this is a man or a female? Is it both or is none? Is it called a new creature? It says, Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, was androgynous. Androgynous means he is both, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam HaRishon as the first entity, that's where Hashem created him, as a man and a lady together, and Hashem told him, multiply. But again, the so-called the energy that was leading was the man side, the lady was the passive one inside the system, and Hashem told him multiply. So that's really the key, the beginning of the understanding why man is obligated more than ladies, because Adam HaRishon, even though he was a man and a lady, but really the leader was a man, and Hashem spoke to him as a man. When Hashem spoke to Adam HaRishon, he spoke to him as a man, he spoke to him in plural, because he was two entities together. So the Zohar says like this. He said, the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to have children is much deeper than what we think. The mitzvah to get married that we have also, according to the Rambam, also a mitzvah to get married and then to have children, it says Hashem wants you to do it. Hashem wants you to do it, it says, because this was a privilege. It's not an obligation. That mitzvah, the first mitzvah, that was chosen to be the first mitzvah, is not an obligation. It's privilege. What it means is like this. Hashem gave you the opportunity to do something comparable to what he did. It says, you're great as God. It says, Hashem created mankind. I'll give you the ability. You can also create. How can I create? You get married. Here, the baby comes out. It says, how the baby came out? It says, you created the baby. It says, the Zohar, don't take this mitzvah as an obligation like all the other mitzvot that we have. Most of the mitzvot that we have is an obligation. Hashem told you, put tefillin, shake your lulav, listen to shofar. It says, that mitzvah is a privilege. Hashem gave you the power and the permission to produce much deeper than just any other mitzvah. And this really, Ari said, that's what really he hints over here. This mitzvah is so great, And if you cancel that, you don't want to do this, this way, you get a big punishment. Because Hashem wants, what do you mean Hashem wants? Hashem wants, let him do it. Of course, if Hashem wants, Hashem can do it. But the opposite, Hashem shared it with you. Hashem gave you the opportunity to do a certain thing, something like he does. And this is really what the Torah hints. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, Hashem said in the Torah, He speaks first to the angels, He said, Na'aseh Adam Betzalmenu Kidmutenu. Let's produce an entity, something very similar to our shape, not just physical shape, also spiritual shape. That, said Rashi, said the Chachamim, Hashem discussed with angels, I want to make him very smart, and he should look like us, mainly look like an angel, maybe. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have any shape. It says, what is the difference? It says, Hashem wants to produce, let him produce something. He says, no, he discusses with angels that he wants to make it in a certain way. And then the Torah says, yes, Hashem made Adam HaRishon in a different shape, but the shape was very similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Torah continues later when Adam HaRishon had children, mainly Sheth, the Torah says, that Sheth, Adam HaRishon's third child, Adam HaRishon produced him, and he came something like almost the same shape of Adam HaRishon. Betzalmo Kidmuto. It is as smart as Adam HaRishon and also look like him. So this is just a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability to do something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does. That you really are a partner in this creation. And if you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, on creation first he made one entity, and then he made an operation of Adam HaRishon, and he brought Chava, that means a boy and a girl. So that mitzvah is everybody should have a boy and a girl. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made boy and a girl. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also could have made right away, in the first shot, 100,000 men, 100,000 ladies. But Hashem the opposite, he did one and one. That is for you to learn, to show, you do the same thing. The mitzvah is minimum one and one. It is one, because that's what Hashem had in mind originally. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, he says, you're going to do the same thing like me. At least bring people to this world, and at least bring them something like the way I did it. And again, because there was no obligation for, there was no entity of a lady first, that mitzvah was given to Adam HaRishon when he was one entity, stayed one entity, ladies are not obligated to that mitzvah. The idea of the Zari of 18, said the Chachamim, says the Shulchan Aruch in a way, based in Mishnah in Perkei Avot, ben 18 lachupa. In Perkei Avot it says, 18 you get married. It says, you read the Mishnah, okay, you think it's an advice. Came Shulchan Aruch, came the Rabbam and said, no, really that's what you should do. You should get married at 18. Say the Chachamim, why? Says, you read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ben 15 le-Gemara. It's age 15, you have to learn Gemara. You have to know a lot of Gemara, age 15. Before you have to learn Mishnah, for the Chumash. I says, but age 15 Gemara. I says, you have 3 years now to learn Gemara. And then before this, don't get married. He says, the privilege that you should produce, if you want to have good children, is in a condition that you're ready to do something similar to what Hashem did, what Hashem gave it to you. Hashem gave you that idea. He says, this idea is that you should produce. He says, it's not a joke. It's not age 13, you're a kid. You're a kid, you're going to get married. He says, so do you think the knowledge and the idea, what you have in mind, how to raise children, what your obligation is, you're a kid. So Shulchan Aruch, first you have to learn. After you learn and you study Gemara, you know how to handle yourself. Now then you said get married. So that mitzvah is 18. Is 18 again, not because just the mitzvah, it's because the purpose of the mitzvah, Hashem lets you produce. It's a privilege. It says you have to be a knowledgeable person and so-called responsibility to bring children to this world. It's not a joke to bring a child to this world. It says you have to take responsibility. It says that responsibility you have to go to school. It says where is the school? The Torah is the school. They learn, that's what the Mishnah means. In Pirkei Avot, Ben Shmona, Torah Chuppah, 18, you get married. That says Chachamim, because at age 15 you learn. And before this you learn Mishnah. First you learn Chumash. It says now, you know, you're already an educated person. You already learn what you got to do. It says it's true. It says, before was Gemara, it's true, in the time of Abraham Avinu, Haran got married when he was 7. It is true, Achitofel got married, he was 7. But Sheba was born to her father, he was 7, 8. It is true, Sarah Emanu was born to Haran, he was 8. It is true. It says, but in our generation, since we have Gemara, and this is our guideline, it says, if you learn in Yeshiva, and this is, I don't know if you know that, but in the society of people that go to yeshiva, the percentage of divorce is almost zero. I don't have any, not even one friend that got divorced. Not one. I don't know anybody of my friends in yeshiva that I learned, and I know thousands of them. Not one of them got divorced. Because that's if you learn Mishnah, you learn Torah, you learn Gemara, you know what's important, what's not important, what's an issue, what's not an issue. And if you have an issue, you go to the Rosh Yeshiva, you go to the Mashgiach, it's hard for you. So Chachamim say, in time that we have now, that the world is getting further from Har Sinai. That's the key, that's what the Arizal, all the Chachamim say. It says the further you go from Har Sinai, the further you go from Adam HaRishon, further you are. The further knowledge that you have, further experience, even though that you think the world is getting smarter and smarter, but the ideas that you have in your head, and the issues that are not important and become so important, is because we're getting further and further from our Sinai, further and further from Adam HaRishon. It says the knowledge that we need to have is only via Torah. That it's the first mitzvah and the only mitzvah that you must learn before you do the mitzvah. Because Hashem, it's a privilege. Hashem wants you to continue so-called the world. It says it's a privilege. Hashem could have done the whole thing. But Hashem gave you the key. Hashem wants you to do it. It says you to do it right. If you do it right, the Gemara says, the person gets divorced, Mizbeach Morid Av Dmaot. It says the Mizbeach, Hashem cries for him. It says the altar cries. It says if you bring back the divorcee back to your life, it's like you're building back the altar, building the Mizbeach. It says what Hashem is so upset. Somebody get divorced, Baruch Hashem. So, you got divorced. It says, no, you don't understand. The wedding is a privilege. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do something like him. Now you're getting divorced, you don't do what he does. It says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Christ, the purpose of this world is to have children because this is a privilege of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem gave us. So that's the first mitzvah. It says, that's the key for all the mitzvahs. That all the mitzvahs are to shape us. To bring us to that first mitzvah that we'll be able to produce the children and put them on the right places in the world. That's what Hashem gave it to us as a privilege. So that's the secret for all the laws of that mitzvah. Therefore that mitzvah is, I said, listen, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. Too much obligation. He said, so what do you want to do? I said, the only way that you can just get out of this mitzvah is if you learn Torah. Because you see, the Torah is the key to have children. The Torah is the key. So you can't get married unless you learn Torah. This is why the age of 18 is crucial here. Don't get married before age 18. And it says, what happened if I'm not ready? I'm sorry, I'm not ready. I said, I'm not ready. I love Torah. I started to learn Torah. I love Torah. Stay. Okay, it's okay. Okay, you don't have to. You don't have to. Hashem gave it to you as a privilege. Not as obligation. If it's an obligation, you can say, okay, I'm learning Torah. You can say, I'm learning Torah, I don't put film. No such thing. I don't shake a lulav. I don't listen to shofar. I don't sit in the sukkah. I learn Torah. No such thing. You have to have a sukkah, you have to shake a lulav, you have to put film, because those things are obligation. That means it's a privilege. It's not obligation. If it's a privilege, you say, listen, if it's a privilege, if Hashem wants me to be a builder, Hashem wants me to produce, Hashem wants me to do this, I'm sorry. Hashem told me to learn Torah first. I'm studying. If you study, it means I start to study. I say, I like it very much. I mean, I like it very much, you don't have to stop it. The privilege was given to you after you started to write, you feel that you're ready. Are you not ready? Hmm? It's over. You have to go home. So that's why it's so important to learn before you get married. That is why it's so important to learn and to have so-called a guidance before you get married. And you never get divorced, and you never have problems with the children. Because you know the purpose of life is that my child is the product that I produce because Hashem wants me to produce. Hashem gave me the ability to produce. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was generous enough to make Adam HaRishon. We think it's an obligation. It's an obligation Hashem made us. It's not an obligation. It's a privilege. We are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So it's a copy of the